Phone bans locked in, Padres win, and a hard question about housing math. California's Phone-Free School Act is now fully in force across all 42 San Diego County school districts. The County Office of Education confirmed every district filed a compliant policy by the July 1st deadline. Enforcement protocols for the August school year are being finalized at the individual district level. San Diego Unified holds a pre-existing policy prohibiting phones during the school day, with a limited lunch exception for high school students. On the education data front, a new state report released late last week shows Hispanic and Latino students in California graduating from high school at meaningfully higher rates. KPBS flagged the trend as applicable to San Diego County. With county-specific figures expected from the San Diego County Office of Education later this month, the Padres snapped a losing skid Tuesday night, defeating the Arizona Diamondbacks 4-1 at Petco Park. Jake Cronenworth launched a 3-run homer off Diamondbacks starter Zach Gallen in the first inning, and all 5 runs of the game scored in that opening frame. German Marquez earned his first win since April 25th, going 5 innings and allowing 1 unearned run on 3 hits after requiring 32 pitches to navigate the chaotic first inning before settling into 51 more. Manager Craig Stammen called it exactly what we needed. With injuries sidelining Randy Vasquez on the 15-day IL with a bruised right ankle and Freddie Freeman out through at least July 17th with a head injury, a reliable Marquez outing matters for the rotation. San Diego is now 44-45. The series finale against Arizona is Wednesday night at 10 p.m. on ESPN and MLB.tv, with first pitch expected at 70 degrees under clear skies. San Diego FC remains on its World Cup break and does not return to MLS play until July 25th against FC Dallas at Snapdragon Stadium. The episode's sharpest stress test targeted the optimistic framing around San Diego's housing interventions. SB 79 enables 9-story buildings near transit stops, but nothing in the law mandates affordability in those buildings. In high land value corridors like Mission Valley and College Area, developers pursuing streamlined approvals are most likely to build market rate or luxury units. The supply argument that even market rate construction frees up lower cost units as households move up the chain has academic support in some markets. But the lag is long, and displacement of lower income residents from newly desirable transit corridors is a documented pattern elsewhere. The Preservation Fund faces a parallel arithmetic problem. $8.5 million competing against private buyers in a market with a $1.1 million median home price may protect only a single mid-sized building, a demonstration of intent more than a system of preservation. 2 concrete signals to watch. How many units the Housing Commission actually acquires in the next 12 months, and at what per unit cost, and whether the annual count of units losing affordability status is accelerating faster than the fund can respond. Both figures are contained in public Housing Commission reports. The acquisition data, not the fund's launch announcement, will reveal whether the policy is working.